flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
as a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within, I live on and on, like waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea that is all. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders and the rains come and go on the plain. Once I saw you there standing before me, now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on. Like waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea that is all. When I die, while you are alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu chideva loka, chideva bhutani chidindriyani, karta chidantakarnam chida, chideva sarva paramartharupam bhutam. Everything arises from one pure consciousness. Karta chidanta karanam chideya. Everything that you see, that you hear. Chideva dehastu chideva loka. The worlds, the beings, everything is one pure consciousness. Everything springs from one pure consciousness. The pure consciousness. The one homogeneous consciousness. But there is a difference in the level. The consciousness vibrating at the highest frequency is soul, while the consciousness vibrating at the lowest frequency is body. On one side is the material and on the other side is the non-material. Body and soul are not enemies. It's the one set of consciousness. The highest state of consciousness is soul consciousness, and the lowest state of consciousness is body consciousness. But both are the unit of the same consciousness. On one side is the highest stage of enlightenment, a Buddha. On another side, a rock, a stone. With zero or minimal consciousness. It's a journey of harmony. It is the effortlessness with which you move from one consciousness to another consciousness. It's to move from sound into the soundless world. It's to move from body into the world where there is no body. It's the movement from this world of materials to that other world, which is not gross, which is not subtle, which is not worldly. The ease with which you move is the real meditation. At one moment in sound and another moment beyond sound. At one moment in this world, at another moment beyond this world. At one moment wearing this garment, at another moment becoming dressless. Body without body, sound without sound, home dress, duty dress, this world, the other world. It's the moment of consciousness, the ease with which you move. It's not about creating a conflict. It's not about struggle. It's not about fight. It's not about enmity, that soul is the enemy of body or body is the enemy of soul, and getting engaged in eternal fight. The expansion and the seed, the expansion and the essence, the tree and the seed. So this Murli is a wonderful depiction of moving back, of coming back. Body consciousness is the expansion, soul consciousness is the essence. Body consciousness is the tree and the soul consciousness is the seed. You need to have experiences of both sound and soundlessness, of this world and that world. So Baba talked about withdrawing from all the expansions. He has mentioned six types of expansion in this Murli. Body, relationships and attachment to matter, the attachments, the expansion of bhakti and the gurus, sinful actions and sufferings of karma, karma bhog. Now it's time to come to the essence, come to the seed. and stop the expansion. Expansion brings suffering. Expansion brings distractions. Expansion is a state of non-concentration. So the first task from today's Murli is to find out 5 expansions of your life. To sing is good, but if it is not your profession, to get lost in singing is a distraction and expansion. Health is good, but to get lost in the obsessions of health is the expansion. Examples is thoughts, expansion of thoughts. Second, expansion of relationships. To be friendly with everyone is good, but to get trapped in a relationship to get entangled in give and take bond is a prison. So expansion, the second expansion is relationships. The third could be digital expansion. The fourth could be activities, money, health, exercises that will bring body consciousness, forgetting the essence that you are soul and not the body, and the decoration of the body and the health of the body and the flexibility of the body and the looks of the body, they all are traps and not recommended. When the goal of spiritual life is soul consciousness, all the efforts should be focused on becoming more and more soul consciousness rather than entering into the expansions. To write is good, unless and until you are an author by profession. Otherwise, that writing will become a trap for you. Singing is good, but it can become a trap. Any profession can become a trap. Any activity can become a trap. Baba said, come back to the essence, come back to the seed, come back to Bindi, come back to Bindu. Bindi, Bindu, and Beej. Bindu is point, a dot. Bindi and Beej is seed. All expansions are dangerous. All expansions are distractions in disguise. They allure you, they attract you, but they are snares. They will bring disturbance, expectations, and make you more and more body conscious, where the very goal is to become soul conscious. The looks, the physics, everything is a golden prison, a cage. So we are told to come back to the seed, to come back to the beach, to come back to Bindi. And not just that, burn it. Don't just keep it with you, with lagan, with the fire of love. Burn the seeds. The expansion of jobs, the expansion of activities, the expansion of business, the expansion of career, the expansion of having different branches at different places, all expansion leads to distraction. So come back to seed. So think of the five expansions of your life. Draw a diagram. Baba has given this six types of expansions. Expansion of devotees, devotion, gurus, expansion of sinful actions, expansion of karmic sufferings. And then three related to the body. Body, looks, beauty, aesthetic, health, flexibility. Everything is a trap. Because everything pertains to body and not to the soul. Body relationships, friendships. You need to go, let go. Otherwise, even spiritual friendship can become a game of give and take. Expectations and the breaking of expectations, bringing sorrow and suffering. Things of the world, objects of the world, matter of the world, the object, the paraphernalia, the facilities, the things, they all can become a trap. So the first part of the Murli deals with expansion. Whatever expansion has happened now. Do not expand it further. Otherwise you will get caught and you will never know that you are caught. And you will keep on offering justifications the whole life. The second part of the Murli is about becoming ever ready, and Baba has given four divine experiences of a soul who is ever ready. The first experience is detachment. Just as body is different and soul is different, the clothes are different and the person who is wearing are different. So also, soul is different and body is different. They are not enemies, mind well. But to remain in the consciousness of the soul all the time is the goal. Such detachment. Everything that makes you attached to the body, everything that makes you body conscious, everything, all attempts to decorate this body, to modify, to make it more and more healthy, is a trap. A subtle trap. So staying detached from the body is different and the soul is different. The second thing is soul consciousness, Atmik Swarup. Baba has compared Atmik Swarup and Sakshat Atmik Swarup and Sakshatkar. Even if you get Sakshatkar, divine vision, what is that? How will you benefit you? How long it will last? Few seconds. But the work is about staying in soul consciousness for a long time. That is second. The third is about home. You shift from this part to this part. Soul GPS exercise. This world to that world and then to another world. I am here this moment in this world, in this material world, and the next moment move from form to formless, effortlessly, without a struggle. Understanding that there exists a world the subtle world, and that another world, which is the world of soundlessness. How long do I stay in that world of soundlessness in 24 hours? The more you are occupied with body, the more you are occupied with body matter, body relationship, body health, exercises, you remain in a lower consciousness. People are obsessed with their health. While the basic teaching here starts with moving away from this world and going to the other world and the other world. So the third mark is, you will feel that that world is my home, where there are only souls and nothing of this world. And the last is flying stage, double light stage. Just as something of the science goes up, it is free from the gravitational force and it is free from everything, the five elements, the elements of this world. So also when you move in higher consciousness, when you move in higher stages, nothing will pull you. The body, the vices, Prakriti, nothing. So these are the four things. So what is the task from today's Murli? The first task is draw a tree of accounts and select any five branches where you think you have gone into expansion. Your expansion. It varies from person to person. For somebody it might be an expansion of his health. For somebody career, somebody money, somebody relationship, somebody of the past. Regrets, traumas. The second thing is, what are the analogies of detachment? Baba said to stay detached. Body is different and I am different. So the first analogy is lotus and water, or a bird moving out from the cage, or a balloon attached to the string and you cut the string and the balloon is moving now, free. So think of all the different analogies in nature. What are the different examples of detachment in the nature? A drop of water on a petal in the ocean is attached, detached. In this manner, think of different things. Another is the exercise, that what we call soul GPS exercise. At moment, this world, another moment, the other world, and another moment, the other world. This is the world of bodies. Even if you do something good, that activity can bind you to the body. Vices do bond, the vices they bind. But even good activities can bind to the body. Anything which is making you body conscious, think of it as your enemy. There are musicians, the Zen musicians, who are very expert in their musical art. But the moment, gradually, when they reached the higher consciousness, they dropped all the music and they dropped all the musical instrument to the extent that they destroyed their instruments. And the last is soul-to-soul communication. Write a letter to a soul with whom you think you have a karmic account, a very strong account. That could be a friend of the past whom you lost. That could be a person who has got strong conflict with you. Or that could be a person of your family with whom you are too much attached. A person of this very Brahmin family. Write an imaginary letter to that soul and release that soul from your bondage. Release that soul from your expectations. Release that soul from your love, from expectations, from give and take bond. Every soul is different and every soul is carrying out his own individual solo journey. Be good wishers, well wishers. We are all soul travelers. We are all pilgrims on this pilgrimage. free everyone. You should not become a bondage to anybody. Let everyone fly alone. Let everyone experience the love of the Father in his own way, in his own independent manner. Let not your love, your expectations, your attachment, your desires become a bondage for that person. Om Shanti.